Patience is a blessing, and with a hunter, it's a must. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. According to a story in Field & Stream, last year during the rut, outfitter Keaton Kelso spotted a monster buck out in the middle of a field, and when he stopped to glass him, the deer bolted into a patch of trees and grass no bigger than an acre. The guide thought that maybe that tiny patch of cover was where this old buck was living. They sometimes get largely nocturnal bucks that just hang around in a very small area and hardly ever leave. An overgrown fence line ran through the little wood lot, so Kelso hung a stand on each side. The next challenge was to wait out the buck. Kelso and his client sat dark to dark for 2 days without seeing a deer. Finally, a half hour after daybreak on the third day, the buck got out of his bed, walked down the fence line, and the client shot him at 15 yards. Senior Deputy Editor of Field & Stream, Colin Kearns.
We have these experts. They've actually had success stories of deer they've shot in the late season, and they tell us their story, and then they explain their tactics for how they shot that deer in the late season, whether it's setting your stand up by a variety of food plots or organizing a specific type of fry or setting a blind up along a fence line. These are all tactics that are specific to big deer for the very late season, you know, kind of to go out with a bang, if you will.
No pun intended.
Exactly.
So the blind and the fence line worked like magic. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.